another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? Video Game Bang here with another episode. And yes, this is a different voice. The real David Webb here. Video Game is powered by Energy Esports, Mainframe USA, Insane in the Mainframe, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And it is hard remembering the sponsors. Is it the chair?
Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack. No, come for crabs, that. Get some lobster.
Wow. I like it.
Different show tonight, everybody. How you guys doing? I'm asking you guys.
Wait, which one?
Who you guys? Yeah.
The chat? Me?
There is a chat, isn't there? Yeah.
This is not very structured.
This is weird. Corey Vincent, everybody. How's it going?
Hey! What's going on, everybody? How's it going?
This is weird.
Whoa.
Okay, moving on.
It's weird for me, too.
Do I sound low?
You sound
fine.
Just wondering.
You are the worst today. Like, are we intentionally making this show hard to run for David?
That was my plan.
I can hear.
That's why I'm here, right?
Perfectly fine, but I can't hear myself.
Nobody, you don't need to hear yourself. Eric Carter, everybody, how's it going?
How's everybody doing? How's everybody going on?
This is off to a great start. And crowd favorite Gondo.
Hi guys.
Crowd.
Good to be back.
He's a crowd favorite.
Yeah, he is. Everybody loves Gondo.
Gondo,
Adam, and Kyle.
Not sure why.
It's the three special cases.
Oh, we got a panty raid going on in chat.
Oh, snap, we do. Thank you, Nismonic.
Oh, snap. Look at that.
Our first three-month sub right there.
Dang.
He has a pink thong next to his name
in
our
chest. Yeah, he does.
I love it. Nismonic got hooked up big time today on Twitter.
Oh, how was that?
What happened?
He, like many people, begged me for an Energy Chronos skin, which they stopped. They don't even release it anymore.
Really?
So you can't get the Smite Chronos skin that has the energy logo on it. It's like one of the best ones they've ever made. And I have like only a dozen left. And he came begging on social media, asking me for one. And I said, I will approve it if the best Chronos player in the world approves it. Emilito.
And he said begged?
And Emilito, like within 5 minutes, jumped on there and was like, yeah, give him one. All right. So good guy Emilito decided to hook up Nismonic.
Here, I got a question. So can they, if they go to a different chat room, will people see the pink thong?
No. The pink thong is just in our chat.
Oh, yeah. It is.
They don't want to override someone else if you're subscribing to a different channel.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, I guess, logic, everybody. That's why Gondo's here.
That is why I'm here.
So we got a very different show for everybody today. I am hosting, and Aaron was supposed to do the news, but
he took a nap because he's an old man.
But he took a nap.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be one of those free form shows.
That
everybody
do it again.
Loves.
Could use another one.
Do it again.
Could use another one. I mean, I could look up some news real fast.
You want to do that?
Let's get started. Yeah.
And well, you do that. You look up the news.
This
and,
is the part where you have a monologue. Oh no! I guess
holy
not.
Holy crap!
Son of a bitch.
Man, that's a lot quicker than normal.
What's convenient. What
the monologue kind of happened during.
That's what his wife said last night.
Should we the clap from far away?
The monologue happened?
Yeah.
Do you monologue before sex? Is that what you do?
I'm kind of like a villain.
Okay. This is about to go
role
down,
play.
All right.
You play a villain.
I'm going to let you know how.
It's a different villain.
It's a game
night.
See, this is my master plan all along.
Are you horny?
All right. We'll start with Corey because Corey almost never goes. What you playing?
I've been playing, of course, Overwatch. I have been. I got to shoot some video content with IDDQD for some upcoming videos for Gamer Sensei.
Nice.
So we spent a couple hours, and one of the videos is about training drills for improving your hit scan abilities. So I spent most of the day just in the training room with McCree and Soldier 76 just practicing hit scan practice.
So when you I always wonder, when you make these videos, I'm assuming it's they're the ones that are giving the instruction. So
yeah.
You're there as like the Washington Generals, and they're the Harlem Globetrotters.
Not even.
No, that's 100% accurate.
I don't even get that. I'm just in spectator mode. I don't even.
He's just a cameraman.
Yeah.
He's just there to get that beautiful beef.
Because I was going to ask you, like, do you like try or do you intentionally like let them hit you so they can get the point across?
Oh no, there would be no point in me even trying to step foot on the battlefield with them. It's just strictly cameraman-esque. I basically interview them while they're showing me things too, so we have good voiceover tracks to, like, if I think something needs to be explained more, I'll say, hey, go into more detail on that. Why does high ground matter so much?
Yeah.
When you're in that spot on the map, what's the worst thing that can happen? What are you expecting? What's the counter to that? And they'll go through. And so today was hit scan, and I just spent a lot of time practicing, and I feel like I did not get very much better because it's such a...
So worth or not worth?
I'm going to keep doing it. Like, today was only day one, and the season starts again tomorrow, and I'm going to try and force myself to not tank all the damn time and pick characters that actually require aim.
Good luck.
You know, I think that was my issue. I got too much in the habit of playing characters that used hammers and, like, electricity guns, and not enough that actually use bullets.
So that's, like, three people I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Two. Yeah, not even Symmetra. It's And then the Destiny 2 beta.
Nice. Yeah. What'd you think?
I love it. I think it's going to be game of the year.
Wow.
I'm going to continue to say it. I think the game looks beautiful. I think... Okay. I lied. It's not going to be game of the year. I just wanted to see a facial reaction from Aaron.
Not happening.
Nothing. Stone face.
Get a facial.
He's too tired still.
I wanted to get a facial. But it didn't work out. So, no, I think it's good enough.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what we're accepting.
That's
What do you want? It looks good. The reaction time is fun. I did a strike.
Is it going to be worth the $400?
Imagine that in other
200.
Situations.
Don't round up.
You're at the hospital, and they need to give you treatments. That's good enough.
Am I going to live? Do I get my money's worth? That's
Somebody's
what I
down
about.
On one knee.
Better yet, do I save money?
With a ring in their hand. You're good enough, woman.
There's plenty of games out there. There's plenty of games out there that are good enough. Like,
For full price?
Yeah.
Because good enough is not full price.
Good enough for... Yeah, well, yeah, that's what good enough means.
No, good enough.
Well, there are different benchmarks of good enough.
When I say good enough...
There's definitely
when I say good enough, it means that for the price of that game, you're getting your value. Mm. I think the game meets expectations.
Go play Destiny 1.
This is not Destiny 1, though. This is Destiny 2.
It's
Destiny a different game.
It's Destiny 1. I had the most hardcore Destiny fan literally come up to me at work, and he was like, man, the game is so awesome. I mean, it's Destiny 1, but it's still a good game. And I'm like, yeah, it's Destiny 1, dude. Okay. Cool. Live your life.
Wait, what? Yeah. So Destiny 1, by all means, was a great game.
At the end of its life cycle.
So if it's more of that, like, with better graphics, with more strikes, with a new revamped multiplayer and all that stuff, how is that not a good thing?
You are getting... Here's the thing.
Why did I buy
this.
Destiny 1?
Yeah, but I've already been through all this, Gondo. So
I had to buy a beta?
I've already
it was a long-ass beta.
I've already...
Yeah, so? Games can be in long-ass betas.
Yeah.
It was a
Minecraft was in a long beta.
That's true.
Well, we do have a panty raid in chat because doing it in the TARDIS is rocking his new pink thong as well. We thank you guys all for being subs. You can hit that sub button on there. $4.99, you get access to all of our emotes. And when you hit that 3-month mark, you get the elusive pink thong. And it actually looks really good.
What if I want just the regular thing?
Too bad.
Can't have it.
So I only do 2-month integrals, and then I just skip
stop?
A month.
Yeah.
Skip
a
month, and then come back next month.
Yeah, I think so.
So welcome back, everybody.
Got it.
And I see some people in chat asking about Ivy. Ivy is in Atlanta, hot Atlanta, for Dragon Con. So she sends her love, but she's not here with us today.
I thought she was.
It's okay, guys. I'm here.
Oh, we got Gando.
All right, so Corey, Overwatch, negative 10 billion points and plus 2 for Destiny. So you still ahead of me.
Yeah, still
because you got
me,
that plus 2.
Still puts me in the lead by quite a bit.
I like being the one in the power to give the bogus points. Aaron, what you playing?
Nothing.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I just don't have anything that's been appealing. I've been playing my FIFA, of course. I'm still.
So not appealing. You had it right the first time.
Just doing my career mode in there. I've been writing a lot more. You know, waiting on FIFA 18 to actually come out.
Is there a video game yet that it could at least like help you write?
That's an interesting question.
Scriptwriter 2017.
Scriptwriter 2017. Not for the web series I'm trying to write.
A web series,
but maybe for like because I. So I. Someone asked me. So can't even speak.
It's okay.
What genre do I write in? And I was like, I would never limit myself. I'd try to do all different types.
Oh my god.
What genre is your current project?
My current project is just like a.
You could have answered that. Life. Oh my god! Who are you? You're answering these questions like you should be wearing skinny jeans.
Oh no, definitely not.
Sipping like a little latte thing.
I don't like lattes.
It's like, mochas. Cafe mocha.
I'm a slice of life writer. I don't want to be put into a box.
Listening to Nirvana.
Somewhere between a Scorsese and
If I was like writing like my space sci-fi one, I would probably play No Man's Sky a little bit just to kind of get me in that mood. But I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. What is games really?
Oh my god!
I can't.
I really want to see this script you're writing now. Like before, I didn't care, but now I really care.
No, you want to see?
I'm expecting some super indie piece.
We'll do it after the show, guys.
Yeah, we'll do it after the show. Maybe we'll do a reading one day.
The big question is when you're dropping
for Patreon.
Oh yeah, do a reading.
Speaking of Patreon, thanks, David. We recorded something special over the weekend for the patrons. So if you guys liked the Game of Thrones and you want to see a breakdown of the season 7 finale. We started a new podcast called Bang of Thrones.
There was a review.
Right in time for the large hiatus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, episode 2 coming in 2019, everybody.
Maybe 2020.
Somebody wrote a review on, or not a review, a recap of the last episode.
Oh.
And it was probably one of the best written recaps I've ever, you know, and it was from like Black Nerd People or something like .com or something like that.
BlackNerdPeople.com.
It literally was like some some like sideways website that I've never really heard of.
It's run by Black Nerd.
I was like, this is actually very good, and it was hilarious. It was extremely long, but it was hilarious, like all the way through.
It broke records. It had 12 point something million people tuned in.
Oh, the episode? Yeah. It was... Needless to say, it satisfied a lot of fans, I guess, wants.
Yeah.
Satisfied Jon Snow's wants.
I differed on that, definitely. And I even had a coworker come up to me. She's like, weren't you excited? I was like, no. Wasn't excited for that part.
If you guys want to get our full review and recap, it was a full hour episode that we did only on Patreon, patreon.com/videogamebang.
You only have to be a $1 patron, too.
Yep.
There you go.
Gondo, what you playing?
Slime Rancher.
Do you just ranch slime?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're just on this alien planet. There's a bunch of like different species of slime. And then you like own a farm where you need to go collect them in the world. And then you put them in pens. And then they like shit out little crystals that you exchange for money.
Who are you?
Is this a mobile game?
No.
This thing has 10 out of 10 on Steam.
I'm playing it on Xbox.
Steam.
It's good.
4.6 out of 5 on
it's good.
On,
is your space
Xbox.
Travel?
No, it's just the one map. Like
the one map. Okay. Yeah, how big is the map?
It's decent size.
Skyrim?
No. It's not that expensive. But like I was doing it like at first I started I was just like learning the mechanics of the game and like I captured a few slimes and then like there's a large platforming exploration section too where you go in and figure out where all the rest of the map is. You have to unlock regions. So I did that for a while. And now I've unlocked like all the different slime types.
Holy shit, this game looks super interesting.
It's really cool.
What does each slime type do? Like, does it give you...
Does it shit different crystals?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have different crystals, which are worth different corresponding gold values. And then some of them are more difficult to manage than others, because there's like a firefly one that will disappear during the sun, when the sun's out. So you have to get like a special upgrade for your pen, if you're going to put them in a pen.
This should be in No Man's Sky.
I was to say, it kind of sounds like in No Man's
Sky. This might make No Man's Sky.
Better than No Man's Sky.
There's a lot of things that should be in No Man's Sky.
Can you put different slimes together, or would they fight each other?
So, yes, you can. Okay. There's a mechanic where you can merge any two slimes to make something that produces both of their crystals. But if you ever merge three slimes, they become this like maybe monster slime thing that eats everything.
I feel like this sentence is going to be like, but if you merge three slimes, then you have a slime apocalypse.
It's basically, yeah. Because if that ever happens, farmer, the thing will eat all of your eat all the other slimes around it.
Shit.
Slime farmer?
Slime rancher.
Slime rancher.
Slime, yeah.
Excuse
God,
me.
Aaron.
Excuse
Come
me.
On.
Yeah.
Slime
farmer
gold,
is
Xbox,
the cheap knockoff.
It's free, man.
So it's free right now.
So yeah.
It was anyway. I'm not sure if it still is.
Oh, I remember this game.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember this game.
But you remember it.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer for it and thinking it did look interesting.
There's a trailer for it?
A while back, yeah.
How old is this game?
It's not that old. I think it was in beta for a while, and then it just came out recently.
It's like Destiny?
Kind
According of. To this, it says August 1st, 2017, so it's not that old.
No, yeah. It was in beta for a while before that, but okay. Yeah. It's fun.
Damn.
Nice.
It's really cute, too. I mean,
that's what I look for, cute games.
Yeah, I know.
What you been playing with?
Destiny 2.
And you heard what I thought. What do you think?
I really like it. It does look a lot similar to Destiny 1. There's something different about it. It feels maybe just more polished. I can't put a finger on it.
What?
There's like an X factor.
Like they learned you from know, the beta and actually went into full release.
God, I need to learn how to mute things a lot quicker.
That's what the little flick switches.
The little flick, yeah, those make so much noise though.
Yeah, I just yell loud enough so another mic can hear me.
That's true.
You played a beta. There you go.
I did Destiny 2 beta. Yeah, so I played the campaign, and Corey and I, along with Ivy and Aaron, not you, Aaron, other Aaron,
okay,
played the Destiny 2 beta at E3, and the one in the beta now is like more expanded. It's like the entire first campaign.
What?
God damn it, Aaron.
So do you think that's half the game?
Yeah, it's about half the game.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, it was. I was glad that there was more to
for
it.
The rest of the game.
And you guys.
But no, this
worse.
Is why they did it this way, guys.
Did you decide whether you're going to get it on PC or console yet?
I think I'm going to get it on PC because I thought about it. The whole point of me getting it on console would be if I knew people that were going to be getting it on console that I'd
and
play with.
Nobody's gonna
Everybody that I know that has PlayStation, Aaron, Steven, they're not going to get it. So I'm probably not going to play
Steven's
with them.
Because Steven's just Aaron
Jr. It's true.
100%
That's 100%.
If that were true, he would be playing, religiously World of Warcraft right now.
Well, he's in bad company. Well, you guys,
he's playing all of that.
You got to bring him back to the light.
He is hip deep in that with everybody else.
Wait, what's he playing?
World of Warcraft.
Oh, well, it's because you're daddy and Adam's mommy. So if one of you guys aren't doing it, he's not doing it.
Sure, you got that right.
Well, one of them's daddy, one of them's mommy. Okay. Maybe you're both mommy.
Somebody Twitch clip Corey calling Aaron daddy. That was weird. I felt weird. No, but I like it. So I think I'm going to play it on a PC because I played on the quick play. What's it, Crucible?
Uh-huh.
I did a lot better on the PC than I ever did on the controller.
Really?
So,
first-person shooter on mouse and keyboard.
You're the worst.
Controls. That's.
Are you Bags?
That's almost.
You sound like Bags so much.
That's almost. Somebody had to fill the void.
Gross.
He is the void.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am the void.
God.
Oh my God. These transitions are on par.
What's going on now? Is someone at the door, guys?
Yeah.
Did we just solve a murder?
Segways were never my strong suit, you know that. They're not.
Corey's
damn it!
I fell off one.
That game looks interesting. Yeah, Slime Ranger Jr.
It's fun, man.
Stop
it's fun.
Distracting people from the song.
No, trust me. I'm doing them a favor.
Bang, bang.
Pick up Slime Rancher, everybody. It's
being brought to you by Slime Rancher.
I wonder if there's a video game that will sponsor.
You never know. Questions are asked on Brain Bang.
Video game company.
We want to know what's on your mind.
Can't think of one.
Ubisoft?
No,
doesn't this song make you want to dab, Aaron?
I would say,
Brain Bang.
Dab?
No, like,
maybe to lose my damn mind.
Have you ever dabbed, Aaron?
No.
Never? Even in private?
No. Are you talking about the dad's dad?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I thought you meant brother. So
no, I was going to say. No,
even in private?
Real dad.
Yeah. It but made it's, me see, realize remember I told you when it died?
Yeah. So have you done it, though, ever?
Died, yeah.
You did do it?
I did have a show.
We ask questions.
Yeah. No one Twitch
can that? You answer.
It wasn't the
can we read all them? Do it at the same time?
No, you guys have killed me.
I don't know what that is.
I just did, so.
It's that thing.
Is your character black? No, no.
Yeah, everyone's character is the same.
Oh!
On the game,
there's no customization.
That's a game I can get behind.
That is the Brang Bang song brought to you
that was
by.
So long.
Why did you do that? Thank you.
I can't believe that was still going.
Yeah, it was still going. We had a whole conversation.
That was a whole show. That was a whole
during
show.
During the segment.
Thanks for watching, everybody. we'll see you next week.
Corey, you said that we have a Brang Bang brought to us by NRG.
Yeah. Were you expecting me to read it?
Yeah.
That was the plan, yeah.
I thought you were going to just go to the Twitter and then bring it up.
I guess that would be smart. I could do that.
No, I've already pretty much done it. I'm
wow.
Almost there. The question was, what are you doing today?
What? No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
What?
That was the question. All right,
so that was the video game Brang Bang. Yeah.
No, I wanted to know.
That was a theme song longer than the question.
It was a Wednesday morning. I was wanting to know, you know, what's everyone doing out in the world? And the
went to the comic shop.
Things shorter than the Brang Bang theme song.
Yeah.
The Brang Bang.
the whatchamacallit, I know some people do, like when they do questions like that, be like, all right, what's everybody angry about today?
Yeah.
And then they let people
vent.
Just
that's
vent.
A good idea.
Yeah. There you go. You can have that one for
I gave
free.
People some options, though. I said the Destiny 2 beta.
So you gave them no option.
Overwatch, the new deathmatch mode. the one reasonable answer, work and or school.
Hmm.
And other was the other one.
I'm feeling other may have won.
You would be wrong.
As
in
usual.
Last place, Destiny 2 beta.
No, that makes
with,
sense.
With two votes?
No, hang on. It was day one. It was day one of the beta.
That's when the most hype is out. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of not helping us.
Damn.
Just waiting for it to hit the internet, everybody.
Yeah.
There's a two-way tie for third place between Overwatch Deathmatch and Other. Have you tried the Deathmatch?
Did they expand on what the Other was?
I haven't tried the Deathmatch
yet, no. They did. A lot of rando stuff. I mean, I threw an open-ended question out there.
You did.
Splatoon 2. Someone was playing. Someone's doing their chores.
Okay. They responsible.
Said. Yeah.
Someone, his name is BOTA64, says, I just finished the original Gears of War campaign.
There you go.
Gears 1, yeah. Okay.
Better late than never.
Good on you.
20 years too late, but
it's ahead of me.
I
whatever.
Mean, it's not like it's a world changing, so I think he's okay.
What if he came out like, oh my god, guys, have you ever played this game? Gears of War.
Gears of what?
You gotta go to work.
I just beat this
hey,
game.
Hey, you turkey burglars, guess what I just did?
We gotta get ready for cooler. E-Day, guys.
Yeah. There's a 2?
My lucky stars. You know, a lot of questions. A lot of people have Rocket League, PUBG. A lot of people out there are adulting. Some WoW. I guess there was a new patch. Someone was playing a lot of Lawbreakers out there.
Richard Simmons is still alive? Sorry.
Yeah, he's still alive. And well. Actually, I heard he went missing.
That's probably why I was like.
There was an entire podcast dedicated to
him missing?
Finding him. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you were there, and we did a whole podcast on it.
Trust me, there was never a podcast that I was on about Richard Simmons.
With 44% of the votes, work and or school.
There you go.
So Destiny came in.
A lot of responsible people.
After work and or school.
Yeah, everything comes after work and or school.
It's really disappointing.
I mean, it is a Wednesday, so yeah. All right, but I did play a lot of Deathmatch. I think it's a really cool format for Overwatch. If for nothing else, like after I spent, after I was running those drills on trying to increase my hit scan, it's like the perfect place to go in there and have practical, like an assessment of where you're at. Cause
so they finally added an actual Deathmatch mode.
Yeah, free for all.
How does that work for, oh, I guess it's free for all, so you don't have healers.
I've seen Battle Mercies. Just
oh, yeah, because it's fun.
Okay.
They'll
the just new Mercy. Mercy, and they'll just go in there and just start blasting. You pick whatever character you want. Doesn't matter if someone else picks it.
Okay.
And it's the new map is amazing. It's
like I was wondering how it works with like Resurrex, but I guess if it's free-for-all, you don't worry about that.
No. Yeah, no.
You resurrect yourself.
But
heroes never die.
It was like it wasn't like, you know how you go into quick play sometimes, and even though it doesn't count, you still kind of get mad whenever you have an awful team comp.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for practice.
Even if it's just practice. Yeah, I get that.
Because you can't have good practice that way still. Like, because you just get...
It's not an accurate representation, yeah.
With this, you just choose the character you want to get better with. You just go in there, and really, I did not care if I was getting slaughtered. It was more just like, I wanted to go 1v1 with a bunch of people in rapid succession without... like, the other 1v1 modes.
Yeah.
You know, they show you, like, 3 minutes worth of title screens. Reinhardt versus Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah.
You play... then loading screen into the next one. This is just pure free-for-all, mindless shooting action, Call of Duty-esque, where you don't even really think. You just go in there and start blasting.
So when you die, do you have to wait until the whole match is over? You just bounce right back in?
You bounce right back in. The spawn time, you don't even have to watch your kill cam. You just kick right back in, hit the space bar, and you're back rolling.
Can you
so it's a sandbox mode.
Pretty much first of 20 mood. Wins. That's all that really matters. Then there's a 4v4.
In the characters busting out of the gate?
Doomfist. Tons of Doomfist. And he's a bastard. But it's getting me better at dealing with Doomfists. Because you get stuck in a room with like four of them. And you start learning some tricks.
Yikes.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what you do?
Like with Reaper, I was losing every 1v1 with a Doomfist.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon, you start timing him when he's about to charge you. Go Wraith mode. He punches through you and then just blast him. It was like... super simple. Or using corners to evade him. So he's kind of getting more predictable.
Work the angles.
Yeah, you gotta work them angles.
Can you change your character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change your character in the middle.
That would suck if you could not.
Yeah.
That would suck.
I was intentionally just to push myself going McCree. Even because he's like the most like... you have to land your shots or you're dead.
Right.
So I was just picking him mostly and just... living or dying by whether I could land headshots, and most of the time I was dying.
But you give it your best.
Yeah. What? Come on,
give me a little now.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for coming out, everybody.
And now we all join in a song together.
Aaron's telling the news.
What key are you in?
G.
Oh, it was a G.
Flat.
No, it was flat. not a lot of news today, though, people, because I didn't look it up quick enough.
You were just watching Slime Rancher over here.
This whole damn time.
watching Slime Rancher.
Not going to lie. Watching Slime Rancher. Nintendo is killing the Miiverse in Japan, everybody. If you have a Mii and he's walking around a little Miiverse in Japan only, of course, then he's going to get killed off. It's only been around for about 2 years, and it made me think of... do you remember that thing on the PlayStation 3, PS Home?
Yeah.
How that... when I saw the trailer for
people,
that...
are those people still out there?
They probably still are. There's probably a couple of them still working on their apartment.
Damn. Still.
But I remember seeing that trailer for that. Do you remember the Mii or the... whatchamacallit?
Vaguely, yeah.
I thought that was the next step in online gaming.
Yeah.
I was like, this is where it's going to go.
Watered down Second Life?
Yeah.
And then it disappeared.
Because you can just join games from there. Like, you know, it was like a chat room.
Invite people over to your virtual house.
Yeah.
So you can party up.
Yeah.
Go into the theater room so you can watch a movie.
Or just go and play a game together. Like, we all have Call of Duty. Everybody at my crib.
Everybody hop into the minivan so we can drive to this game.
Yeah. Play a game to get to a game.
I thought that was the most useless part of GTA 5. Was the whole apartment thing. But I thought there was so much potential there.
It is. I played GTA 5 like 2 weeks ago with a friend, and she came into my apartment, and it was literally just like, we're standing there like, okay, so...
So you want to hit that bong again?
Yeah.
to make the screen turn green?
I got fruit over there.
Yeah.
Did they ever add that the heist thing where you actually use your apartment to plan the heist?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody has a heist room now, and you can... set up. So
I haven't played that in a long time.
I played a heist too whenever I got back on, and they made me the pilot in one of the heists.
So you crashed instantly.
And I didn't know what my kind of mission was, but they were only paying me like 10%, right?
Okay.
And I was like, whatever.
For being the pilot?
Yeah, but see, I didn't know what I had to do, right? So I was like, if I'm the pilot, all I'm doing is flying them there and back. No, I had to go steal the airplane and outrun jets for 2 minutes
yep.
while they were doing whatever they were doing on the ground. Then I had to pick them up at at the runway, which was bombarded with cops everywhere. I barely make it to the sky where I was smoking and everything like that. And then they send helicopters out after us. So I'm dodging helicopters, and I make it. And everybody in the chat, I can hear them through the TV, and they're like, dude, you did a good job. Cool. Yeah, cool. 10% still. I was like, that's it? I just saved you people.
So you can't tip your Uber driver?
No, you can't. You cannot. And I was like, I'll never do that mission again and be the whatchamacallit, because that was the worst part. And then for
I
the
thought
money,
that game had a mechanic where you could like you could Joker people and like kill them and take their cut.
I don't think in the heist mode.
No?
Maybe in some other mode. Oh. There's a whole bunch of different, like, it's definitely like they just announced the Smuggler's Run now, and they've put a whole bunch of new vehicles in there. They have an airplane that can actually drop bombs on, you know, the ground and everything like that. Grand Theft Auto has been like killing it with DLC.
They supported the shit out of that game
for a long time.
They had the Sons of Anarchy DLC.
I have my own clubhouse, and what's dope about it is you can have, of course, your friends be in your club, but there's pictures on the wall that are your mugshots, like Sons of Anarchy. Right. So when you're when you're a part of the club, your picture goes up on the wall of your character.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is really dope.
God damn.
Gemma is my bartender.
Really?
Well, she looks just
Oh, yeah. I saw the character model. Yeah,
looks
yeah.
Just like Gemma up there. And then every time I walk in, what's up, President? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
The video game bang logo is on our table for the...
Oh, you can even put your logo on? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did a very good job. I don't remember how we got the VGB logo onto the PS4.
I did.
How did we?
I did it.
Oh, you just made it?
Yeah, you made it through their little. They had like a app on through the website.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So when I transferred my character, transferred the logo as well. So I have it now, and it's on everything in our clubhouse. And I was like, that's freaking sick.
Yeah.
We've only got like 3 members though.
Yeah, you know.
It's like Jerry and a friend of mine, Irie. Like, all right.
It's pretty weak.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's playing on the PS4. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, I have it on the PC.
I have it on the PC, too. Yeah. You want to come over to the...
Overwatch Deathmatch modes are live, everybody.
Yeah!
I think
we talked about that. It's fine.
Do we?
So, what's Overwatch Death mode like?
Death mode. You die a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
It's pretty accurate. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds knocks Dota 2 off of the Steam throne. That's
really?
Actually very big news.
Really?
Dota 2 is number one.
Number one viewed?
More people are playing it?
Yeah.
More
concurrent
only
players.
Only temporarily, but it's still a big upset, it says.
Wait, this is Twitch, though, you said, right?
So
No. Steam.
Oh, Steam. Yeah. Steam. Okay.
Most concurrents.
With simultaneous players playing at the same time. 877,844 people were on Battlegrounds fighting at once.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of people.
You know what I heard, too, is that it's taking a lot of people away from CSGO.
Really?
I believe that.
A lot of Counter-Strike players who aren't, like, on pro teams or top-tier esports guys.
Yeah.
They're having more fun, and if they're streaming, the numbers streaming PUBG are way better than streaming Counter-Strike. So there's, like, this huge, like, I don't know, middle portion of the CSGO community just switching over to PUBG.
I wonder why... Did it get bigger when there are other games that do it?
There's like only... What's the other game that does it?
H1?
Hizzy?
I thought the two that were like that. Like the H1Z1.
I can't tell you why. Because they are basically the same game.
Yeah.
I've played King of the Kill from... I bought them both. And I played one for a week. And then I played PUBG for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I guess... I think I play PUBG because most people I know play it, and H1Z1 was buggier still.
Oh, okay. It's still in beta, though, guys. You got to give it a
chance.
You got to
paid $20
when
for that beta.
When H1Z1-2 comes out, you're going to love it.
H2Z2?
Yeah. H2Z2, yes.
It's a 10-year title.
Yeah, it's a 10-year. That's what the developers said. But it only knocked it off for a short while. Dota is still killed. Held a strong second place, and you got Counter-Strike there with third, Grand Theft Auto 5 surprisingly with freaking fourth place, and then Hizzy hitting the old fifth spot there.
What else we got? Just go through the
Tom Clancy right after that. Well, the top 10,
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah,
Siege is pretty cool.
Team Fortress 2 still doing good numbers. Football Manager 2017.
I don't know what that means. Really? The fantasy football?
No, nope. No. This is soccer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So fantasy football.
Got it. Basically, yeah. Path of Exile and then Warframe. Warframe is, I think, a game slept on by this crew here.
We played it. What are you talking about, slept on?
Do we play it currently?
You and I played. No.
All right, then.
It's slept. Still installed.
Slept on.
We could play on. We could
napped
play
on.
It.
Yeah.
Napped on.
It was napped on because we played it for a while.
There's still a chance.
It'd be a space ninja.
It was. Yeah, it's dope. You're a space ninja. And then the little flying missions are even doper. I think what killed it is the real-time waiting for your gear. Like, you can build, like, oh, I want to build this sword. All right, it'll be 2 days.
I felt like it was kind of, like, that part of it was kind of confusing, too. Like,
the part of just, it was turning me off to it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this sword is awesome. Look at the stats. Oh, 3 days.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
I
if
gotta
I'm
order the parts. I gotta warm up the forge. Yeah. Come on, man.
I was online with Jared. He was like, I bet you all your weapons are ready by now, right? I was like, yeah.
You come back, you're probably. Like this legendary
player.
They're
all player. Outdated, too.
Yeah. All outdated. And so, I mean, it was a cool game. You could build your own little dojo so everybody can go.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we have a dojo, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Do you get to plan a
room.
Heist from there, too?
We gotta go. Let's go back to that.
I'm down. I got nothing else to play.
Going back to PUBG taking away CSGO players, do you think that that's going to see the end of CSGO? Like,
no.
Do you think it's the beginning
no.
of the end?
Down.
No.
Yeah, it's dead.
Or
no.
You,
it's already
do you
dead.
Think it's just going to be, like, a change of guard? Like,
no,
because...
I think people will bounce back and forth, honestly.
Really?
I think there's still tons of interest in people with CSGO. What are
there's,
you talking about?
There's too much money at the top for
yeah,
it to not be interesting.
That's the thing. When money's involved, yeah.
Money
yeah,
at the top.
And right now there's like no money in PUBG rather than, you know, besides whatever you make in stream. They just held their first official tournament at Gamescom in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot to figure out as far as the viewing experience goes. Because, like, I dealt with this firsthand when we ran Energy Game Night.
There's 100 people. How do you pick who to view?
Exactly. You just kind of pick the biggest personalities. And right now, the people dominating the game are the big streamers. Like, they're the ones getting the invitations to the mm-hmm. big events because more people will care
they
and
bring
watch.
In the viewers.
Yeah, and they have, like, an actual competitive, like, qualifier. And they'll let, like, the first place squad go into that.
Mm-hmm.
But they give them, like, no time. You know, they're kind of just there. So yeah. There's this kind of weird thing where they're using the big stars to build the game, but there's really skilled people out there who aren't quite getting the recognition yet.
I don't think it's something you can do live. I think if you want to do it right, you have to film it from like probably like 20 different perspectives and then be able to stitch it together in post.
So then just do the delay thing.
But that's a lot of work. Because then you have to be able.
If the
like,
NBA can cut
I need
together
to know,
highlights
I need to know the
or
ending,
commercial.
Though, so I can kind of stitch it together with the right story in line.
If the NBA can cut up highlights together in a commercial break and then come back and show you. Yeah.
PUBG.
Then yeah, they can do that. They just got to get more skilled technicians.
I don't know. Is there any sport out there right now that has like
100 people on the field?
Yeah,
100
I mean,
people all playing for the same one goal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I guess. In the NFL, there's a lot of people, but they're all in, like, one camera view.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah.
No, that's, yeah, the battleground isn't.
Yeah.
I do like how in the spectator mode, like, during the energy, the game night, how you were able to go to the map and then look on the map and see where the most action was and then zoom in on that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
We just kind of learned over time that if you pull up the mini map, you can kind of see where, oh, shit, this squad's heading towards this squad. So then mm-hmm. you cut into there and you kind of have an idea. But still, who knows what else you're missing once
yeah.
you're actually focusing on the story.
Yeah, you need to have that open all the time as like a mini map so that you can see kind of what's going on and then like click over to other screens.
The ultimate viewer experience would be something like that, yeah. where if they have some sort of game client where the viewer can pick who they want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Or
maybe
yeah.
like the Hunger Games. That really would be like the Hunger Games because in the Hunger Games you can do that.
Yeah, I think that's.
Like, and it'd be cool if they like if they did implement like on the Hunger Games where you can like in a tournament you can be like, oh, I want this player to win, and maybe like you
oh,
like,
drop care packages,
drop a
shit.
Care package or something to them.
It would be kind of tough because like, I mean, then whatever you're watching likely won't be in sync with what the casters are saying. So it may be just you're just listening to their comms to hear how they communicate, which
yeah.
I find super interesting anyways. Like, I yeah. love when they're playing Smite and they're like, let's listen to Team Dignitas, and they'll cut over to them and you hear them like all frantically screaming at each other.
I wish they would do that more live.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know how people stream PUBG. Like, when I play PUBG, I need everything quiet. Like, I tried to play it one time when I was on Discord with Aaron and Mofruit. I was like, guys, shut up. And I, like, sat there and I listened. Never mind, we're good. It's fine. Because I thought I heard, like, gunfire close to me. I need everything silent. So having, like, paying attention to chat and then having, like, just having so much going on, I need complete silence so I can hear.
Well, your first mistake was being in a room with Aaron.
Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I'm sorry, what is Discord for? Isn't this for talking?
Yeah, that's his first mistake, though. If he's streaming and stuff, he can't.
No, it wasn't streaming. I was just playing.
Okay.
Yeah. What else we got, Aaron?
Destiny 2 comes out October.
You're just rehashing everything we've already done, man.
No. This is a story. Destiny 2 comes out, where was that? October 24th, right?
For PC.
Mm-hmm. And they've already got little details on the first DLC, which comes out in December.
Awesome.
Is it?
Oh, wait, hang on. Is it a season pass or is it an individual DLC thing?
It's not saying
there's
that.
There's a
now.
Season pass.
It says, it's just saying.
There's going to be three of them. Don't worry.
I'm going to wait. This time I'm waiting. I learned. This time I'm waiting because if I buy another season pass and it's the same level, it's just backwards, I'm going to be pissed.
I just don't understand why it's coming out so early.
Did you see coming out. One?
Yeah, no, I did. But I thought this was where we learned from our mistakes.
No, isn't PC?
No, they learned from their success.
Oh.
Look at how much money they made.
Yes. Fools once.
The...
Shame on them. Fools twice. Hey, we'll make more money. It doesn't matter.
The game comes out on consoles sooner.
Oh,
game,
well,
it comes out in September. And then I think PC is the October
we
release.
Another month. And okay,
to make
it all better.
Yeah.
To make it like.
Well,
exclusive.
See, Aaron, PCs are more complicated than consoles.
Okay.
So, because there's more to them.
You know what's complicated?
You can't just slap a game together and throw
it
on there.
Complicated is why people are buying this BS. That's what's complicated.
And that's really not complicated, actually.
Because it's a fun game, Aaron.
Stop it. Stop your whore mouth right now.
You say horn mouth or whore mouth?
Both.
Both.
Yes,
both.
Both.
I said both.
Both.
Both. DLC looks like to be have something to do with somebody named Wizard Osiris, Space Wizard Osiris. Anybody know about that?
No, Egypt? But that's my new gamer tag.
Awesome. Yeah, you know,
Space Wizard Osiris.
Yeah.
It's my new gamer tag, everybody.
Looks like it'll be focused on saving Osiris, a character we've never seen in the game, but has been talked about throughout the lore, which you had to read online if you were playing part one, because they didn't put it in the game for some reason, everybody else the universe.
Yeah. Well, you had the Trials of Osiris.
They didn't even have, a wiki or something in-game that you could read?
No.
They had a wiki.
What?
Online.
You would unlock,
a link that you can click.
Wait, you unlocked a link to go to
to a website.
This is bad. This is very bad.
Is it, though?
But, listen, they learned, and now in Destiny 2, the lore will be in the game.
It will be.
Who would have known putting it outside of the game would have been a bad idea?
They tried something.
Until they try it.
I feel like everybody would have known that.
I feel like everybody feels like
you don't know until you try.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Boom, nailed it.
They shouldn't have taken this one.
Shouldn't have taken this one.
You know one thing, off the top of my head, the one thing that I do like that's not in there anymore is now when you want to go from point A to point B, you don't have to go to orbit. Wait for the loading screen to go into orbit.
You can fast travel now?
You kind of. I mean, you just open up the map and you say, I want to go, I'm on Earth, I want to go to Venus. And then you just open up the map, click on Venus, and then it takes you, it's like one continuous loading screen.
And it opens up a link.
Into Venus. It opens you up. Have to go, you have to find the lore of Venus on the wiki.
You read a little bit.
And then you have to put together the first letter of every paragraph
in
order to get the password.
Yeah.
It's not cement. It's not, what's your name? A joke died because I can't remember his name.
Dead. Next.
What's the story going on with the guy from Deadpool dropping out of a movie because he has white shame or white guilt? What's happening?
He doesn't
happening?
Have white guilt. Actually, I don't even know if he
Ryan
is white.
Seacrest?
He looks tan, so he could be something else.
He's pretty pasty.
Okay. What movie
I guess he was going to play... Was
Hellboy.
He going to play an Asian character?
Yeah, he's like an Asian American. He's not like 100% Asian.
And he's got like a giant scar on his face too?
I don't know that.
So he doesn't... want to whitewash the series
with all the heat on them or on the whole whitewashing thing, which I'm kind of on the fence back and forth about it. His name is Ed Skrein Scrying? Whatever.
Oh, he played the guy Ajax. From Deadpool.
Yeah.
No, what was his real name?
Francis.
Which they whitewashed that as well. I mean, everybody knows he was
a Latino.
Yeah. But he backed out. He said, nope, not going to do it. Everybody is talking about how whitewashing is
it's bad, man.
It's bad. So let me back out. But I mean,
was that the right move?
For money wise, no. I would have took that job and played an Asian. But you can say whatever you want. You ain't in my shoes. You
look at it from the different.
I'm making that money
from the different perspectives. How do you think this is? Do you think more people should be doing what he did, or do you think?
I think it depends on the character.
I think it definitely depends on the character.
But it's a Hellboy character, so I don't think anybody
knows
gives
that.
A
nobody,
shit.
They know Abe Sapien and Hellboy.
Yeah.
And maybe his girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend, who's not even his girlfriend in the comic books. So
no, they don't know her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no. Well, I mean, are we saying they're whitewashing Hellboy? Because they only pick white actors for him?
Yeah, I bet red people all over the place are pissed.
Whoa.
Wow, that's...
Oh, they don't like red people no more?
Whoa.
What do we call them?
You gotta be careful with that one.
What do we call them? What do we call them? What are they called now?
We're gonna move it. So, Scream.
Keep going.
Scrying. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
It's okay. Just roll through it. You gotta get away from that topic really quick.
I want to know.
Is there a giant red community that's gonna come after us?
Besides communists?
You, maybe.
Well, Native Americans have kind of been called.
That's racist, dude.
That's
they haven't been called red. Those that's not
there's
red people.
There's literally a football team.
Oh, the Redskins.
This is why we have to keep moving.
Oh, well, I could do it. I'm like I got Indian in me somewhere.
Just stop. Just stop.
Yeah,
wow.
Sure.
Moving on.
Ed Scream.
Would he scream?
If I had advice for him, because he's done what he's done already, and I bet you it's probably gonna. What's the word I'm thinking of? Reverberate through Hollywood. Yep. And other film or casting directors are going to be like, well, we can't really, we like his acting, but we can't pick him for, you know, this Chow Yun Fat role.
Because
he's a white guy and he's going to say no.
I think that it will limit the offers he gets
from
Hollywood, but I don't know if it will make him like a black sheep.
No, I don't think it'll make him a black sheep.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it'll make him a black sheep, but.
But there'll be some other dude that's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, hands down, there's going to be some other guy.
Well, because of this, though, there's going to be a lot more publicity around it. And so when they make their decision, they'll have to be very careful about it.
No, they won't.
If they pick another white dude, what do you think's going to happen?
They're going to pick another white dude.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I have a casting call tomorrow.
Why do they care?
There's going to be too much scrutiny. And they'd have to wait a year.
Oh, no, I meant for another movie.
Oh, for another movie, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But this movie
this
in particular,
movie, yeah,
no.
This movie's already got the heat on it, so it's not going to do it.
Okay.
But whenever they... whatever ethnic character that they have in another movie, they're going to pick another. And it's just going to happen. I mean, so like the other thing that they were talking about, whitewashing, quote unquote, was this new Death Note movie.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it, but the trailer looked terrible.
Isn't it a movie? I thought it was a show.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like an hour 40 or whatever.
Hands down, I don't feel like it's whitewashed at all.
Did you watch it?
No. I didn't watch it.
Did you watch or read the original?
Yes.
You didn't play Destiny 2 either, people. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
This is why I don't think it's whitewashed. Because, one, they've already come out with the movie before in Japan, full Japanese cast.
Uh-huh.
Multiple movies, actually. There's like six of them.
Okay. Keep going to your point.
Two, the movie is set in America, and it's set in like Seattle. Like, that's what it is. So. They're just taking the story and the concept of Death Note.
Didn't I see the London Eye in it?
No, it's in which one? Because Steven watched it.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, it takes place in Seattle. It's a hipster
Sure,
thing.
Whatever.
So they're just taking the concept of Death Note, the anime, the manga, and the movie, and they're just putting an American spin on it.
So you're talking about, so it's like Godzilla.
Yes. So would you call...
With Godzilla 2000.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller?
Ferris Bueller. Would you call that whitewashing? I just call that the American version. Do we call the Bollywood versions of movies, is that Indian washing or something?
We can't say that.
Well, you can't.
Bollywood
Corey and I can't say that.
Let's move forward.
No,
that's just offensive.
If you think that's
offensive. Can we just point something out for a second? That every time you have a negative comment about something, we always go, did you play it or did you watch it? Like, no. I'm not going to watch that. I'm not going to play that. But
you don't need to. Well, for this, in this instance,
I think you do need to watch it to get a feel for it.
To see if it's whitewashed?
I kind of think so.
When you there's already an original movie out there. So, like, you can literally go and watch a movie called Death Note that's all Japanese characters.
Is it the same? Okay,
and it's the exact same story. Actually, it's more close to the storyline than the original material than the U.S. one is, even from telling from the trailer.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So then it's not really... Whitewashing is taking traditional Asian characters and putting white people in their role, right? So... If there was no other material before, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's whitewashing. Like, there was never a Japanese movie for Death Note. They just decided, we have this manga that we like, and we're going to make it into a movie. But we're going to switch all the characters to white people. To me, that's whitewashing. But if it's done already, it's been done multiple times, and they have that material out there, this is the Death Note movie. You can be like, this is Death Note America. Okay.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think I agree with it. But I understand what you're saying.
So that's the way I look at it. Like,
so this if people in Japan wanted to remake Boys in the Hood,
yeah,
you'd be okay if they didn't hire any black actors?
That's fine. This is a Japanese version of Boys in the Hood. So if they did Boys in the Hood and it was set in Okinawa,
I feel like,
and they call it Boys in the Hood and everything,
yeah, why not?
I don't know.
It's in Okinawa.
I'm just asking questions.
Well, at least
I don't
consistent.
Care. I really don't care one way
yeah,
or the
other. Yeah, because it wouldn't matter because like it's in a different part of the world.
Is the in Death Note is the main character the same name, or does he have a new name?
No, I think they name him the same names.
The names. I would say, like,
because do you think they're imitating them? Because the
characters, I don't know. I mean,
the characters act differently.
To me, if I was the writer or director or whatever of the Death Note on Netflix, I would maybe keep the story essentially the same, but change like the main character's name or change like some of the characters' names. That way it's like, it's a retelling of the story and you avoid the whitewashing thing. It's like, no, it's not, this isn't the same character that you see in the anime. This is a different character doing his own story.
So
you know what I mean?
You say do a change it a la Battle Royale to Hunger Games. Because Battle Royale was a Japanese manga and movie about kids fighting each other to the death in a big arena. And then you have Hunger Games, which is very similar. But they, of course, changed a lot. You know?
Yeah.
So that's not whitewashing, right?
I wouldn't say it's whitewashing, no.
Just no, they changed enough that the story is different.
I don't know, man. Because
it's not,
I don't know,
it's just like kids because they're punks being sent on an island to kill each other. It's,
yeah. Well,
the
they
world
were
is
just
different.
Punks. They, the whole world is different. A lot of innocent people died on that. It was a whole political
But it was to keep kids in their place, though.
So, like, to get back, if it was in Japan, you know, it's in Tokyo. It's called Boys in the Hood. And they were doing things that... I guess traditional gang members in Japan do, but the story was the same, but it just looked like these are Japanese gang members as opposed to them trying to dress like they're from LA or something like that. Then yeah, okay, that's the Japanese Boys in the Hood, whatever.
So they use samurai swords instead of guns?
I don't know if they do that. That sounds racist.
Yeah, I don't think that's, yeah. That's
but
not
like,
modern Japan.
There's gang members, you know, there's gang members
never,
all over
I've
the world,
never been.
Right? There's gang members all over the world, right? And I'm pretty sure they've had plenty of stories told.
So if it was a Yakuza story?
If they had it like Yakuza over there or whatever the gangs look like in Japan, but they just had the same type of story of a, you know, kind of a straight-laced kid that's around this dangerous neighborhood, and they called it Boys in the Hood, why would I think that's bad? You're just telling a story from a different perspective across the world.
All right.
That's how I see it. Whitewashing is definitely a thing. Like, what's the movie with Scarlett Johansson? Ghost in the Machine, right?
Ghost in the Shell.
No, Ghost in the Shell. There
you Ghost
go.
In the Machine.
Close enough.
That's in Japan.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a white woman just like there.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm saying. So that's whitewashing.
Have you seen Ghost in the Shell movie?
Not the live action.
No, you didn't? Okay. Just wanted to check.
But you can check. I mean, look at the the whole thing. The
Aaron,
whole trailer.
Do you understand how much credibility you would have if you actually watched the things you critique? You'd be a dangerous person.
You would be.
But I think.
Oh my God.
I think
the credible Hulk over here.
Damn.
But I think.
The joke of the day is brought to you by David Ng. Everybody.
It's so easy to see these things. Like, you don't even have to watch certain things to be like, you can tell that's. I didn't have to watch
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z to tell it was bad. I didn't have to watch freaking...
But I did.
Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad to but sit you, in that theater and be like, this is horrendous.
You do, kind of, in a way.
How?
You have to see how bad it was with your own eyes sometimes. Yes.
No, because especially when you've watched a lot of different movies from it's, good to bad.
Maybe you, this is like a crazy example of it, but...
It's about to be. I can already
I know,
feel.
But I'm trying to think, like...
when you start out, I'm not trying to be racist. You know it's going to be a racist comment.
Like... Yeah. Like
that's like saying
like
you got to get
like,
shot to know how it feels.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
if you know someone,
you can look at that and be like, I don't want that. I don't want to get shot.
If David lifts up his shirt and he has bullet wounds and he tries to tell you how much it hurts to get shot, as opposed to you telling me,
I can tell you. I'd be like, David. That looked like that hurt.
You have no idea.
But you'll never know.
I can't imagine how painful that is because I've never been shot. But I know that hurt.
But you can't start a podcast about the pains of getting shot if you've never been shot.
Do I start podcasts?
Well,
on this
he
day?
Ends them.
I just stay what it is. And then it's usually right. Like, literally, more times than not.
Well,
it's right.
Define right. Most people
like
agree
Webb
with
would
you.
Saying, like, that Webb makes would you say right. It's low hanging fruit. It's easy stuff. But other people don't seem to see, because I understand you want to give certain things a chance. Movies.
You should watch things before you critique them.
I don't critique everything that I don't watch, but I'm not
just
gonna
most of them.
I
don't always critique things, but when I do, it's
on this show. You're
see.
Batting 1,000 of talking shit about things you've never tried.
But am I batting 1,000 and being right about them? Bad about them? What bad thing?
Destiny 2. You're way off.
I played Destiny though, but. So it's not like I sit and played hours of it, but I did play the game.
After the show, play Destiny 2.
Something that I have not watched or not played and been wrong about it.
I don't know. I can't go through.
You got those
Logan.
You got those.
Oh, Logan, 100%.
No, I watched it.
You
I
saw
went
the movie?
And watched it, and
Wait.
I still feel the exact same way.
But
you watched the movie?
Yeah. I told you I was going to watch it.
You
I'm just
said,
happy you watched it.
You when
it
said came the out, comments before you watched it, so the example
but
still stands.
I was
stands.
Not wrong.
Irrelevant. Irregardless.
Now we're getting into preconceived notions.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You already,
no, semantics.
Right, you already talked yourself into
no, it's
your
okay,
opinion.
Guys. I understand.
And the hardest
no,
thing is to admit you're wrong.
I can be open about things, even when I'm wrong
that's,
about stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
Admit.
Okay. What's the last thing you were wrong about?
Mass Effect 3. Or Mass Effect Andromeda.
No, that's the biggest thing, but besides that.
That's
the only thing you haven't been able
thing.
To talk your way out of.
No, I didn't talk my way out of it. I said I was wrong. That game is bad. Like,
what else?
And I played
give
it.
Give me
I
another example. Another example.
There's not
another
too many
one.
To draw on.
Exactly.
So
DJ Khaled.
I'm sorry. That's
another
my
one.
Fault that there's not too many
Name another thing you were
wrong
about.
I'm
wrong all the damn time.
Yeah,
you
that's
can,
fine.
You can, you. I know
that's
you are, too.
That's fine for you. I don't know. I can't, off the top of the head.
Chat, go ahead and hit us with that next Twitter.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Let
Hashtag
us know.
What Aaron's wrong about.
Dig into Aaron's tweets.
Yeah, go through it. Actually, you probably won't find anything.
You
on
could
Twitter.
Go through all your tweets in probably 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
like probably. 10 of them.
You should just go through the old past shows.
Yeah. Go watch them.
And where
one.
Can you see all our past shows at?
VGVstudios.com.
Oh,
nailed it. That music, of course, is the end of the show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for coming out on twitch.tv/videogamebang. That's wrong.
There you go.
Correct.
You got it.
Hang on. Man.
/videogame_bang. If you're not, you are missing like half the show. You guys should come out. For those of you who are streaming... I'm gonna mute Aaron. For those of you who are streaming, you guys stick around.
The show.
We are going to keep doing the after show and talking about how wrong Aaron is. Make sure to give us a like and a 5-star review on iTunes and Google Play. That really does help us. And I'm trying to think of anything that's coming up. Do you have anything coming up? Gondo, when are you gonna be back?
I don't know. Whenever you guys invite me.
I don't know. Never. You guys suck.
Not my words.
All right, I was trying to elongate this, but it's not working. All right, everybody, for Corey Vincent, Sir Aaron Carter, and Gondo, I'm the real David Webb saying...
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah. We'll fix it in post.